Man, so we're there in Acts chapter number 8, and this morning I want to preach quickly about the importance of you as a soul winner asking questions. See, it is important that you go out there knowing that you're going to have to ask some questions, and obviously our goal is to help get someone to the place where they receive salvation, where they understand the gospel, where they're ready to call upon the name of the Lord for salvation. But before they do that, you as a soul winner, you have to realize that there's a lot of questions that you have to ask in order to get that person to that place to receive salvations. And there's three things I want to show you that questions help you as a soul winner understand when you're out there soul winning. And number one, you have to understand that questions help you understand what the person believes. When you ask a question, realize that that question is going to help you as a soul winner understand what that person really believes. In Acts 8, verse number 30, again, it says, "And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias and said," and notice the question that here we have the soul winner asking the Ethiopian eunuch. He says, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" He said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And the answer in verse 31, it says, "And he said, how can I except some man should guide me?" And right there, we see that the Ethiopian eunuch, he was not saved. He did not understand the Bible. And obviously, one of the ways you know if you're saved is if you can understand, the basic doctrines of the Bible. And we see this man, he did not understand the Bible. And how is it that Philip understood that he didn't know? It was because, he asked him. He said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And see, questions will help you as a soul winner understand what that person believes. And here we see the Ethiopian eunuch not understanding. He says, "How can I accept some man should guide me?" So as you go out there soul winning, you realize that you got to have questions prepared in your mind to ask to help you understand where this person is spiritually. You know, when we go out there, we open up inviting them to our church. And one of the first questions we should ask is, "Hey, do you go to church anywhere?" And that question right there, whatever answer they gave you should tell you a lot about what they believe. If they say, "No, I go to temple," or "No, I go to a mosque," then hey, that ought to tell you, hey, this person is not even a Christian. They don't even believe Jesus is God, or they don't even know the gospel. Or if they say, "Hey, yeah, I go to a Baptist church," well, you understand that, hey, this person understands some basic doctrines of the Bible. But then you follow up with the question, "Well, do you know for sure if you die today, if you're on your way to heaven?" And if they say, "Well, I hope so," or "I think I am," well, then that should help you understand that, this person doesn't know the gospel. This person is not saved. See, questions will ought to help you know what that person believes. But not only that, but as you ask during your presentation, when you give them the gospel, you ought to use questions to help you to know if they understand what you're talking about. When you're talking about, when you're showing them verses on sin, where the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one, and you ask them, "Hey, did you think you were perfect? Do you believe that you're perfect?" If they say, "Yeah, I'm perfect," or "Yeah, I don't sin," then that ought to show you, hey, this person's not getting it. This person doesn't realize, hey, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. See, questions help you as a soul winner identify what the person believes. So when you go out there, be ready to ask questions. And when you ask those questions, be ready to hear the answer, because there's a lot in that answer. If they say, "Hey, no, I go to a mosque," then hey, you're dealing with a Muslim. Or if they say, "No, I'm atheist," hey, this person doesn't believe in God. So questions are important as a soul winner because they're going to help you identify where that person is spiritually. And not only that, but questions also help the person understand what you as a soul winner are explaining to them. When you go out there and ask questions, realize that questions are important because they will help the person connect the dots to your presentation. They will help that person understand what you're trying to get them to understand. You know what I mean? Well, the Bible says in Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So we read that verse and we say, hey, the gift of God is eternal life. Not of works. It's a free gift. And we ask questions, hey, if I bought you this gift as a Bible, and if I charge you $5 for it, is that a gift? And that's a good question to ask. And what it does is it gets the person thinking and connecting the dots. So we say, well, no, that's not a gift because now I'm paying for it. Or you say, hey, I bought this Bible for you. It's a free gift. And if I ask you to wash my car, is that a gift? And they're going to think in their mind, they're going to say, well, no, that's not a gift because now I'm working for it. And what we do is we're connecting the dots to the fact that salvation is a free gift. And we explain that salvation is a free gift, not of works. That, like, in the same way a free gift is free, you can't work for it, you can't pay for it, salvation is in the same thing, you can't earn it and you can't work for it. But when you ask those questions, hey, if I charge you for it, or if I ask you to wash my car for it, what you're doing is that you're helping the person connect the dots to bring it back to the Bible. To realize that, hey, well, salvation is a free gift, so obviously I don't have to work for it. Obviously I'm never going to earn it, but you help them understand, you help them realize that through you asking them questions. So as you go out there, you got to realize that questions are important. Why? Because questions help you understand what the person believes. But not just that, but questions will help the person connect the dots. It'll help the person understand what you are trying to explain to them. Because in the same way, if a gift is free and they just told you it was, well, salvation is a free gift. And you also explain, hey, the Bible says it's eternal life. And you ask, hey, if God gave you eternal life today, and in 5 years he takes it away and sends you to hell, was that eternal? And they're going to process that and think about it. Well, no, that wasn't eternal because God took it away. Well, the Bible says it's eternal. The Bible says it'll last forever. So obviously the Bible is saying is that once you're saved forever and you cannot lose your salvation. But it is those questions that will help you as a soul winner to get them to connect the dots in their mind, to get them to think and realize that, hey, the Bible says it's free and it's not of works. It's a free gift and it must be free and it must last forever because it's eternal. The Bible says, but not just that, but questions also give the person you're speaking to an opportunity to make a choice. When you ask questions, you're giving that person an opportunity to make a decision. Because when we got soul winning, that's what we want to do. We want to give that person the opportunity, the decision to either believe on Christ or to not believe on Christ. Go to John chapter 11, if you go to John 11. John chapter 11. So you got to go out there as a soul winner ready to ask questions. Ready to not just ask questions, but to listen to what they're actually telling you. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, they're telling you what they believe. And when you ask questions, you're helping that person connect the dots. But not just that, when you ask questions, you are giving that person the opportunity to make a decision, to make a choice. John 11, verse 25, it says, Jesus said unto her, now the her there is talking about Martha, it says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. It says in verse 26, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So we have Jesus preaching some great truth, telling Martha, hey, I am the resurrection. I am eternal life. He says, if you were to live and believe in me, you'll never die. The same message that we go out and preach to people. But then he asks this question. He personalizes it to Martha, and he asks her this question. He says, believest thou this? And when he asks this question, he's putting Martha in a position where Martha must make a choice. Where Martha can say, you know what? I don't believe that, or I do believe that. But that is what we do. We go out and we explain the gospel. We explain, hey, that Jesus Christ, he is the resurrection. He is eternal life. That if you were to live and believe in him, you'll never die. It's eternal. And then we must get them to the place where we ask them, hey, believest thou this? Do you believe what I've showed you? And before we pray with someone, it is important that we review what we've talked about. And we review and we give them the chance to make a decision through our questions. And in verse 27, here we see the answer from Martha. She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. So questions, realize that questions will give the person an opportunity to make a decision. So you and I, before we pray with people, there are some questions that you and I ought to ask someone before we pray. And I have some questions here, and these questions I actually took from the soul winning seminar that you can find on our church website. But the question you should ask before you pray, say, hey, do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose from the grave as a payment for your sin? Like, do you believe the gospel? And what you're doing is you're giving them an opportunity to make a choice. Because they might say, hey, I don't believe. Or they might say, hey, I believe. And you ask them, hey, do you believe that salvation is a gift that you don't have to work for by doing good things? And what are you doing there? You're giving them an opportunity to say, hey, yeah, I do believe it's not of works. Or I don't believe it's of works. And then you ask, hey, do you believe that the gift of God is eternal life and will last forever no matter what you do? And we ask, hey, do you believe in eternal security? Do you believe the Bible that God will never take away your eternal life? You should ask, do you believe that God wants to save you and will give you salvation if you simply ask him by faith? And right there, if they say, hey, I believe this. I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You know, what you're doing is you're giving them a person, an opportunity to make a decision, to make a choice. And as soul winners, we must realize that questions are a way to help us get them there. We ask them questions so that we can know what they believe. We ask them questions so we can help them connect the dots of what we're trying to explain to them as far as the gospel. And we ask them questions to give that person an opportunity to receive salvation, to receive the gospel. And before we pray with someone, we should ask them, hey, do you believe what I've showed you? And you ask them and they will tell you, hey, I believe or I don't believe. And we do what we're supposed to do is we give them an opportunity to receive the gift of salvation. So as you go out there, be mindful of your questions. And when we ask questions, hey, be mindful of their answers and realize, hey, they're telling you a lot about their answers. So let's go to closing word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning, God. I thank you for our church, Lord. And for the soul winners, God, I just pray that you fill us all with your Holy Spirit, Lord. And I pray that you help us to be safe, Lord, and to preach the gospel boldly. God, we love you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.